Yeah, you were saying about the Chinese, they don't live in apartments, they live in
No.
one big room and three or four persons to a room.
Yeah.
That's a single man, right?
Yeah, all the moves are all a single man.
Were your employees single men?
Well, employees, we rent the store, but they live together in there. I think sometime maybe 8 to 10 or 12 people live in one small store. For living quarter.
You gave them a place.
Oh yeah,
to
we gave them a living quarter.
What did they do with the money they saved?
Well, they ordinarily they send home, support the family.
Mm.
Sometimes they want to go out gambling, whatever they want, you know.
When you guys sent money back to China, do you tell the people who were receiving the money what you wanted them to do with it, or did you just let them do whatever they want with it?
Just support, you know, for the living, that's all.
Oh, it was not for like them to buy more land to invest?
No.
I see. Did your family own land back in China?
Yeah, we owned some land.
Well, you were farmers? I mean...
No, we just buy a farm and just buy a land.
You buy land and other people farm it. They rent it from you, right?
Yeah, they pay you the rice for the rent, see?
Did you own a lot of land?
Not a lot. No.
How many acres would you say you owned back in China?
Well, my Gongguo cái cả Gongguo sẽ
bảo à
sẽ tăng được đấy.
Bao nhiêu sẽ?
Oh, 5-6 sẽ. Five, six.
And how much were you able to get? Were your family able to, or were all the people in your family able to live off of
that? Oh yeah, they got enough rice for supplies.
Oh yeah. In Los Angeles back in those days, who were the most prominent Chinese?
Well, only Trung Hoa Uy Quân, Chi Tiệp Đa, khi gọi.
Chi Tiệp, like Sông. Who?
Liu Sùng Khai.
Liu Sùng Khai. What did he do?
Well, he just, you know,
what was his business?
Oh, they have a grocery, import business.
Okay. Well, how about Albert
Kwan,
was he well known?
Albert Kwan just learned the business downtown.
Mm.
They have pretty nice position.
Mm-hmm. Was the Suhu?
So when
Peter Suhu?
Yeah, Peter
was
Suhu.
He considered prominent?
He's engineering. And he's a president of CACA.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in a nice position.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Well, come down for Thomas Wong Tiang, President Zhonghua, Wei Guan.
Before World War II now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's during that time we worked together and built Zhonghua Wei Guan and Zhonghua Hao Kao.
Yeah. Anyone else?
T.B. Chiu and a few, you know.
Yeah, T.B. Chiu. What was he in?
He's a Chinese oil business.
What business?
Chinese. Zhong Yat.
Oh.
Chinese oil.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah, he was an herbal doctor.
Herbal doctor.
Right. Besides the Suhu family, were there any other families that were well known?
Well, of course it's only a few, have little money and upgraded, you know, town like a Bing Gong Town, Hap Chen Town, those organizations, I don't know.
Bing Gong Town and what? Hap Chen Town? Hap Chen
Town.
The people who ran those?
Yeah.
Excuse me, not the people, those families.
No, this is organized by the public. he just wannabe power to run the town.
I don't understand. Who wants the power?
They like it, the town.
Those towns. Oh, they want the. Oh yeah, those two towns. Do they fight with each other?
Yeah, used to be. Yeah.
Did you know of any incidences where people were killed?
I don't remember, but they do the Lalatong War, what they would call it.
Did most Chinese live up near other Chinese people?
Yeah. The community, they mostly live all together.
So you were the exception, right? Because you moved out here.
Mm-hmm. There were a few Chinese move out.
But most of them stayed around Chinatown.
Oh yeah.
I see. Do you think that they would move? In other words, the Chinese would move if the neighborhood changed, and say half of the Chinese moved out of Chinatown now and moved somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the other half would go along?
Well, you know, Chinese youngster, you know,
uh-huh.
They have a good education,
mm-hmm.
some doctor, some
mm-hmm.
engineering, and some politician, and you know, naturally they want to move out, better place to live,
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
if they can afford, you know.
Mm-hmm. So those people, the younger people who are trained as professionals, would not care to necessarily
right,
live
yeah.
with other Chinese. But most of the people who live in Chinatown, do you think they live there because they want to or because they have no choice?
They have no choice.
I see. Because of their financial situation?
Well,
or because of their language?
Sometimes language and also finance.
I see. Did you know of anybody who was involved in politics in China? Did you know of anybody who was involved during the anti-Japanese war in the 1930s?
Oh, during that time we organized, we war with Japan, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
In that time when we organized the Kongit War.
Mm-hmm. In the 30s?
Yeah, in Kongit War, we least the fund help the government, help China.
Who's we?
Well,
you and who?
You know, we, Wong Kiang, Zhonghua Weigun, all of it, you know.
You raise money and
yeah.
you send it to the government of China.
Mm-hmm.
How long did that last?
Few years.
I see. Did you know of anybody who personally went back to China to join the war effort?
No, not too many.
Uh-huh. So, besides you, did you know of any other people who were actively sending money back to China? Or did most people do that?
Oh yeah, most people do that.
Have you ever compared Chinese with the Jews, with the Jewish people, in terms of doing business?
You mean the United States?
Yeah, in the United States.
Mm. Jewish people, they're always good business people, huh? They're smart people.
Yeah. Do you think that they run business the same way they do?
Oh, yeah.
The same as Chinese?
Uh-huh.
But
Chinese have to be everything look hard, you know, look long hours.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jewish people, they use, you know, thinking, you know, smart people.
Mm-hmm. Did a lot of people make that kind of comparison, thank you,
mm-hmm.
with like between Jews and Chinese? Did you ever think they had something culturally in common with the Chinese?
I think so.
In what sense do you think the Jewish and the Chinese people are similar?
Like Korean, that part.
Okay. you did not think that they were similar, or you not sure?
No.
You had never much to do with the Jewish people.
I do a lot of business with them.
Mm-hmm. For instance, did they ever tell you that they think education is important, or that that it's important to respect the elderly people? Or did they never talk about those things?
Well, I feel myself, you have to be respect each other,
mm-hmm.
so we can get along, see?
Oh, respect each other in terms of the Jewish people and you, or the...
Oh, yeah, that's mostly important for my policy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not treating me right, I don't want to do business with you.
Oh,
see?
Yeah. But you never, besides business, did you get to make any Jewish friends and have anything to do with them?
We have few Jewish friends too.
Yeah. Did they ever mention to you that they think that the Chinese and themselves are alike?
I think so,
yeah. You said that you were married, through the matchmaker, right? You and your wife met through...
Yeah.
Well, no, through your parents,
yeah.
And her parents.
Yeah.
Her parents. Was that sort of popular at that time?
I think it was a Chinese custom, you know.
Uh-huh. How about other Chinese men? Did many go back to China to get married?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say most of them stayed here and got married, or most of them went back?
I think more went back.
Most of them went back?
Mm-hmm.
I see. How about your children or other people who are born here, Chinese who are born here?
Mm-hmm.
Did they marry here, or did they also go back?
They married here.
Oh, they married here. The American-born Chinese, did they marry mostly other American-born Chinese, or also people from China?
Well, as far as my family, my daughter-in-law is two from China,
mm-hmm.
one San Francisco born,
mm-hmm.
and one from Korea.
Mm, I see. Were there many cases of those interracial marriages?
Hmm?
Interracial marriages, you know, mixed marriages, like between Chinese and Korean, or between Chinese and Americans. Were they popular in the 1940s?
No.
Your son, who married the Korean girl, how did you feel about that?
Well, of course, it's, after all, my children grown, we not like the old folks.
Mm-hmm.
They have to give their free, you know, hand to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We not control their marriage.
You liked it, or you accepted it?
You have to like it when you get married, huh?
How did you feel about having sons? You know, having sons instead of daughters, when your wife were giving birth to children, did you want her to give you sons, or you didn't care?
I don't care. Son or daughter, you don't make no difference.
How about your children, or other American-born Chinese? Did they care about having sons? I presume your children didn't care.
No.
How about your friends?
Oh, well, all they do, you know, they want a son first, you know.
Uh-huh. Those people who went back to China to get married, were they your friends?
Oh, yeah.
Did they tell you why they're going back to get married instead of
Of course, during the time immigration law, not so easy to, you know, not too much Chinese girlfriend in this country.
Oh.
That's why they have to go back to get married.
I see. Besides this, your son marrying this Korean girl, when did they get married, by the way? 50s?
Well, after
World War II?
After World War II.
I see. Back in the 20s and 30s and 40s, any time that after you got here, did you know of anybody marrying someone other than a Chinese? Did you hear about it?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of people did they marry?
Sometimes they are white
people?
Girl and colored girl and all different.
How did other people react? How did other Chinese people react to it?
They don't care.
They don't care?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did many parents feel that it was important for their children to learn Chinese?
I think so.
Yeah. Yes? Uh-huh. Did your children feel that it is important for their children to learn Chinese?
Well, my children are a little different now, you know.
But they all speak Chinese, right?
Yeah, but grandchildren, no speak now.
I see.
You know, sooner or later, just become Americanized.
Did you ever think about going back to China to live?
I don't think so.
No. Ever since you got here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I see. You did feel that it was important for your children to get a Chinese education, though.
Well, you know, no matter Chinese or Spanish, if more education you learn, is better for you, you know, yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about going back to China? Did other people tell you that they hope to eventually retire in China?
Well, a few people.
Very few, huh? They all want to settle here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you know of anybody going back to China after
the war?
Yeah. How many do you remember before World War II?
Oh, it used to be when you're getting old, you most everyone go back to China.
Mm-hmm.
Live for their life.
Mm-hmm. Did you know of any of your friends who did that?
Many.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they always, their family in China,
mm-hmm.
even the wife, you know, sometimes they separate the wife for 30, 40 years before
mm-hmm.
they went back, see?
Oh, yeah. The wife do not remarry, I guess. They
no.
did just stay home. I see.
Never divorce.
Yeah.
India.
Yeah, if two couples didn't get along, if a man and his wife did not get along, what can they do? They can't divorce, right?
No. Well, we don't see anyone divorce.
Were there many cases of people who had more than one wife? So one wife back in China, one maybe over
sometimes more than one wife in China.
Oh.
But during that time you can marry many wives you want.
Yeah.
It's no law.
Yeah.
To them, it's same.
What did you feel about that? Would you have married more than one
no,
wife?
No, not me.
Your father had only one wife, right?
My father had two.
Oh, really?
One and a half, is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see. So, your mother didn't mind that?
No.
Did she knew about it, right?
She knew about that. What she can do anyway.
Oh, that's true. You said you didn't go to see any movies, right? American movies?
Yeah, well, I said no.
I see. So, did you ever see any Chinese in an American movie? Or Chinese role in an American movie?
Well, I seldom, you know, maybe once in a long while.
Mm-hmm. What type of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for their children?
Mm-hmm. Well, naturally, when you get the children, get the best education.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes see the children be doctor.
Uh-huh.
Because on our age, we're working hard.
Uh-huh.
We don't want our children working, you know, the same way, see?
So you would not want your children to take over your grocery business?
That's right.
You would sell it?
Uh-huh. No, I got children take care of my business.
Oh.
Yeah,
and they
when they go in the SC, they learn commercial, you know, business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, someday they'll take over your business,
yeah,
right?
My got two son, one, and take care of the rest of new moon.
Ah, yes, that's right. Why do you suppose a job like being a doctor or another engineer, whatever, professional would be good? Why?
Well, because it's...
besides not having to work long
well,
hours.
They have to work, but they have to change them more money, you see?
You would not think some other business would be ideal for your
no.
children? I see. How about other people? Did
everybody feel the same way.
They all want their children to be doctors.
They'd be better than, you know.
Well, you have done very well, right?
Oh yeah, we doing all right.
Through business, I think you have done better than most doctors or dentists or you know, or lawyers.
I got two son-in-law doctor.
Uh-huh.
And two son a lawyer.
Two sons who are lawyers?
Yeah.
Oh wow. and you think that that's better than being a business person?
Oh yeah.